This is Vincent. This is Vincent.
Hi.
He just showed up yesterday at the radio, so I'm putting him to work. And I told him to come and check what is going on with the new resident assembly space. How does it feel to have a space?
It feels good.
This is the new space you all have?
No. The space is there. We have no internet connection there. Okay. Therefore, whenever I need internet, I come back to the...
But they'll make one for you, I'm sure.
They're on it.
You go to those people?
Yeah. We are going to those people since 10 days.
How do you think it's going to help the residents' assembly service to have this space?
Communication, my dear, obviously.
Have a point of contact.
Yeah.
The people know where to find us. Now they're stopping us on the road, they're stopping us in cafes or in lunchtime. Mm-hmm. Now they know there's a space where they can just go.
This is for people who don't use email so much?
I hope we come out of this email. I hope we are coming back to eye to eye and discussing and seeing each other and recognizing each other and know who's who. Because we are too anonymous. I love internet, but I love personal contact much more. So I think there will be a chance to invite the people. Please come. Whatever you have on your heart, positive things, negative things, come. Let's share it and let's enjoy to be in our world.
Do you all provide a solution on the spot?
Our residence assembly service don't have any solution.
Okay.
Because we are not in a decision-making body. We just can guide them how to find a solution or how to work together with others. Find a solution together.
So you help facilitate perhaps a platform for solutions to be found.
Yes. But we have no opinion. We are just ears and eyes.
All right.
But we have no hands and no...
All right.
So we can just organize, guide the people.
So you actually don't have any power or authority to do anything?
Luckily not. Because if not, it would be just another power group.
Huh? Okay.
And this is... The people are tired of this. To talk to somebody who is in power doesn't make it always. Huh? It's better to talk to somebody who's just making it possible to find a solution in collective way.
On an average, how many people come to you in a day?
In a day?
Yeah.
Three or four
will come to you.
Yeah. And to me, I don't know how much Jesse get, how much Selvam get. Huh? I only talk... We are five people
in total. And where do they sit?
We are sitting now there.
All five sit together at one place.
No. Yeah. I am the only full-time person.
Okay.
I get the maintenance from the VCC.
Right.
The other people are doing it next to their normal regular work.
Okay.
So they are available on phone or emails or in evenings.
So don't you think email is far better because they can access it anytime and they send
it? We're doing both.
Both.
We have email, we have a young Russian Orovilian who's very much in emails. He likes this, he communicates by email, he uses this tool very much. I'm more an old-fashioned, right. 57 now. I like this.
So what kind of people come to you? I mean, what kind of age group they are when they come to you for information?
40 and 50. Mm-hmm.
Between 40 to 50. And they are not net savvy?
They are not?
Email savvy?
No, I think the youngest people go by email.
Email, okay. So that's the difference. So it helps them. So what is
A lot of people are doing both also. Mm-hmm. They write a mail and then they come, have you got my mail?
And what is the time you revert back to them? It is 24 hours, 48 hours. If a question is posted on email, within how much time do you revert?
As soon as I see it.
Like?
And as soon as I feel I'm ready to reply, because sometimes I have to digest what is in. I have to reset myself, not to have an opinion. Because if you go fast, you put your opinion.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. So you have to... Because often they push a button in you and then your ego goes, you're on the road.
True.
So better to sleep one night and then to do it.
So it's well thought through.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what are the kind of questions you normally get from these people?
Whatever is on the heart.
What you found very interesting?
There is no interest or not interesting. This is just what comes. It touches everything. Huh? It touches personal lives, it touches collective lives, it touches difficulties here or there, or just a lost case for the moment, and to have fun back to the trust to the divine. So it gets to all levels.
Okay. So do you think there is a percentage of questions that come, like 50% out of the 100, 50 questions are pertaining to a particular problem? Do you have any percentage split of...
I think a lot of questions are coming in the last half year about the process.
Process.
Process. Which process we have and which this. To me, they're coming less with personal problems.
Okay.
We have built up Kodam, we have built up the council, so they know how to go when they have a real personal problem.
Okay.
For me, it's more the people are getting doubts about our governance structure. Then they come to RIS, because we are more in collective governance structure. So the people are not coming with a problem about the dog's neighbor barking in the night. This is not coming to us. Luckily not. They go to the council or to the working committee with the dog from the village. There are other topics. And quite always with governance, how we are governance each other.
Interesting.
You have the same beautiful eyes.
It's a brown eyes, I guess, probably.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, that's super. Thank you very much.
Thank you.